You know? Like, I dated this girl one time. She was, like, really into, like, women's issues. So we used to always have these dumbass arguments. So one time she came up to me and she goes, okay, explain this to me, Bill. Why does a guy make more an hour to do the exact same job, huh? I go, I'll tell you why. Because in the unlikely event that we're both on a Titanic and it starts to sink, for some fucked up reason, you get to leave with the kids and I have to stay. Yeah, that's why I get the dollar more an hour. No, think about it. If there's a house fire, it's always women and children first. I got to stand there with like the back of my shirt on fire going, let's go, people, let's go, let's go. So that's how I look at it. No, it's a dollar an hour surcharge. That if something fucked up happens, either I can't leave or I got to like get in the way of it to give you a head start. Like, rabbit dog, run, honey. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. You hear a bump in the night, I gotta go check it out. Like, yes, he does have a knife. Anytime there's a hostage situation, who do they negotiate for first?
Well, at least let the women and children go.
Well, what about me? Bullets hurt me too. Why the fuck do I gotta stay in the vault?
If you having girl problems, I'll be back for the sun. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat. Foes that want to make sure my casket's closed. Rap critics to say he's money cash hoes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and you're zapping toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits, well I don't give a shit. So, rap mags try and use my black ass so advertisers could give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has.
Good evening. This is Matt and JB Show. I'm your host, Matt Broderick. Got a full house tonight. Old JB's here.
What's up?
Also, making his triumphant return to the airwaves, the jungle.
And bringing all other flora with me that I know.
Mm-hmm. You got the forest.
What's up?
The hydrangeas over there reading a book. And not even from Skype, via Skype, Kyle is here in the house.
Hola.
All right. So we're doing this live Friday night from the jungle's habitat. Is what we call your place?
The greenhouse.
The greenhouse.
Like I like it. That, the greenhouse.
The greenhouse.
It's hot up in here.
Yeah.
A little.
I don't know. I'm comfortable, but I like it warm. Melissa and I, all right, we'll start with you. You know, we started the whole theme with, like, girls and guys at the beginning with Bill Burr. This is the jungle requested some Bill Burr to start the show. Melissa and I constantly fight about the temperature in the house. Now, do you guys have that issue? Like, well, I like it
you
warm.
You like to keep it at 90 degrees, Matt.
No. I like to keep it at, like, 71, maybe 72. Melissa likes it like in the 40s. Now, I don't know. I lived with Poya, Carrie. He kept it at 80 degrees.
He's from the deserts of Arabia.
I can live with Poya because that's what I keep my place at.
You keep yours at 80, Kyle?
80.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Jake? we're at 70 right now.
70? 70's, 70 I can deal with 70. I think that's what we're at 70 at.
70's,
I like to keep my house about 68, 69.
69.
Mm. Well, that keeps it nice and cool.
Tell me, Tommy's 69.
Yeah.
But I like to sleep in the cold, though. It got to sleep
don't
in the like, cold.
Don't we have a rim shot?
I gotta, 65 is good to
you
sleep
gotta find
in.
It.
Oh, I well, keep mine at 80 because I'm just cheap.
I think it's probably always 65 down in down in Jason's dungeon where he sleeps.
Yes, but it's perfect to sleep in though.
Well,
nice and
it's
cool.
Not comfortable though. Well, it's not
comfortable when you first go to sleep, but once you're asleep and you're nice bundled up.
But we got to remember, Jason has to sleep in the fetal position, all bundled up, that's the size of his mattress.
That's the closest to a womb he's gotten in a while.
He's got a single bed. All he can fit in there is a body pillow.
Talk right into that. You'd swing that thing around if you guys are going to share it so I can hear you.
Won't be the first time we've shared something.
Yeah, I know.
Especially this shape.
Yeah. I've definitely seen you two.
No, I think you can offset like a difference in temperature with a good comforter.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, if you've got a down comforter, mm-hmm. which if you've laid underneath one of those, you know, I mean, that's like 180 degrees underneath one of those things. So if you offset that with like 60 degrees on the outside, you can pull one leg out, throw it outside, you feel good.
Well, we sleep.
Matt, are you telling me you like to sleep when it's hot?
I don't like real heavy blankets, so I like it warm in there so I don't have to use a heavy blanket. Now, Melissa will sleep with the ceiling fan on full blast.
I want to know if Kyle still sleeps with the blanket up over his head.
I sleep with the blanket up over my head so the monsters don't see me.
Okay.
Do you really? Are you still totally, totally
no
covered?
Shit. All right, we glossed over that pretty quick. So the monsters don't see you.
If they don't see you, they won't get you.
Are you touched as a child or something? What's behind
Dude,
that?
He used to when he spent the night at my house, he'd be on the couch whenever. He'd walk down there, and there he is, all freaking wrapped up, head wrapped up.
The monster didn't look like Jason's dad, did it?
Hey, no, Howie didn't touch.
Leave Howie out of this.
Coming down with a cake on his penis. Blow up the candle, Kyle. Blow up the candle.
Well.
We've missed the jungle.
Yeah.
I missed you guys.
I know. I was going back and listening to some of our older episodes, and they were definitely... The one thing I noticed between... the episodes lately and the ones from way back was show prep and how we've the show prep has steadily gone downhill.
Since you've had a kid.
No. let me say it. My show prep has gone downhill. Jason's has steadily gone.
It's maintained a consistency.
That's right. I'm consistent.
He
with
consistently
of apathy.
From no show prep to no show prep all the way across the line.
Consistent apathy is a beautiful thing. Nice
That's right.
job.
That's right.
Have you ever done any show prep?
Yeah, I have.
No. Carrie has at least come over with like papers of we did History Corner for a while.
Does drinking before the show count as show prep? Because if that's well, the case,
I'm
prep.
More knowledgeable then.
Yeah, you know. Are we going to get a History Corner this for the show?
No, we got to get him a heads up because he actually does
He's
prep.
A history teacher.
Well, yeah, dude, that means you shit out a story. Okay. Yes. What would you like to know about Jason?
What are you guys learning right now?
What are we learning about right now? Chinese people. Would you like to know about the Chinese?
Sure.
I hear there's a lot of them.
There is a shit ton of them. Hey, no shit. Do you know what is the vegetable that is solely responsible for the overpopulation of Japan? China, I'm sorry.
The radish.
No.
The tomato.
No.
The potato.
Wait, the potato is the number.
Hold on. Is tomato a vegetable?
It's a fruit, isn't it?
Fruit. Is it a fruit?
The potato.
No, the tomato.
Let's
well,
be
the
honest.
Good news is I don't give a fuck the about potato the tomato is? Right now. I'm talking about the potato.
Let's be honest. Everybody thinks it's a tomato as a friggin' vegetable, not a fruit.
So you're saying the potato is the
Is
the
it because it's easy to harvest
it,
and nourish?
It grows anywhere.
Right.
It grows anywhere. Like that stash of weed.
Is that why when I was a little
closet.
Kid, my mom said you got to wash behind your ears, you're going to grow some potatoes back there?
Is that what your mom said?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Really? Anybody
that
from Nebraska. That doesn't
yeah,
reference corn.
I've heard it too.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, definitely a Nebraska.
Is
Midwest,
this
I think.
Sterling saying?
Yeah, I guess.
missing out on?
That did not come from Sterling. Nobody
no,
said that.
No, that was definitely a southern.
You know, here's a story.
Midwestern that, thing, I guess.
The only other person in this room who's visited Nebraska is the hydrangea.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're in Nebraska, eh? What part?
Hey.
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 You're in Nebraska, eh? That's Nebraska speak for
I was in Lincoln.
Okay.
And we did nothing but drink the entire time. I came home with alcohol withdrawal on the plane for the whole week.
It's so much different from here, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Lincoln is even actually close, isn't as 'cause I was born in Western Nebraska. It's an hour from Wyoming, an hour from Colorado.
Did you run around showing up like a W sign, like "What's up, bitch, Western"?
No, I did not do that. My mom grew up in that town, and she said, you know, there was only one black family in the whole town, and the dad was Black Bob, the bus driver.
Black Bob. Black Bob.
It's like a wannabe pirate in the wrong town.
Black Bob. I shall go pick the kids up for school.
He's known to husk 100 corn.
I don't even know what happened there. So we're talking about black pirates from Nebraska.
Was he Somalian, though?
No, I think he was just...
That's a double strike. You're not even black. You're Somali.
Do you know a lot of Somalians named Bob?
Actually, Al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab?
Yeah, come on, great pull.
Yeah, Bob for short.
They are the pirate organization.
Well, I'll have to take your word for that. You're the expert on foreign pirate.
Foreign pirate and terrorism organization.
What do you get when you get at a Al-Shabaab picnic? Shish kebabs.
You
were on the soundboard, Rick.
Hold on.
You won't let me do it.
All right, hold on. All right, go for it. I gave the jungle the soundboard again.
Epic fail.
There we go. That was perfect. That's perfect. All right, so we wanted to get into. We were talking about, according to JJ, Glenn Bias.
Glenn Bias.
Epic fail.
Yeah. Versus Michael Jordan.
This is going to go over with the uncle.
This is a discussion. That's the most ridiculous part.
Who, Glenn Bias?
Yeah, Glenn Bias.
Glenn Bias.
Glenn Bias isn't even a discussion.
Why? You never even saw him play.
I don't need to.
You don't need to see him play.
Matt, do you think
it
would be better if I turn this facing down
to the book?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I'll lean into it.
You could just share.
Just like
it was a big black dick.
For people that care about statistics, someone who never played professional ball, regardless of whatever profession that
is. But the debate is talent going from college.
Right, into what he could have been professionally.
Right.
First of all, he was...
So we'll never know, but just off talent coming out of college...
What you do know...
A lot of people say Glenn Bias was probably just as good or better than Michael Jordan.
Well, from what I'm understanding, is he was actually better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he was very good.
In college, he definitely was better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
he couldn't put the ball on the floor like Jordan.
Right. If you think for a second Michael Jordan didn't do coke at one point, you're crazy. They all did it in the 80s.
Here's what didn't happen. Michael Jordan was never publicly acknowledged for doing coke.
Sure.
And he never died from doing coke, and he became the greatest athlete of all time. Secondly...
Wait, what about Lance Armstrong?
Hey Kyle, who's the best college basketball coach in the country?
Mike Krzyzewski.
Okay, so I'm gonna let the Hydrangea read this quote.
No, read it.
He is. No, we all hate him, but
during
he is.
My years,
he's a rat.
As an ACC
coach,
the two most dominant players we faced were Michael Jordan and Len Bias. They did things that no one else could do.
Okay. Yeah.
So
here's what we're taking not into account.
Right? What's that?
The fact that he obviously had a drug problem, and I have evidence of that because he died from a cocaine overdose.
It wasn't his first time, Jason. They found out he'd been doing it before.
Yeah, that was in the 30 for 30.
All right, you knew what I was going to say.
All those out. Secondly, even if he had made...
Len Bias, drug problem, coming up on Action 5 News.
That was perfect.
Update. So, all right, he obviously had a previous drug addiction. Going into professional sports,
how do you know it was a drug addiction? He could have just done it socially.
Three times and then OD'd?
If you can OD
you think,
on anything the first
the
time...
What do you think the odds are of that?
Very good. If you're not a seasoned coke user, and you know, you might not know how much it takes, you know,
nobody
might OD on this shit.
No.
Did he just say a seasoned coke user?
Veteran. What do you call it? Veteran coke? Experienced coke?
Don't you have to go to school to be that?
Yes, coke classic. University of Miami.
Coke classic.
My whole thing is, like, how many NFL quarterbacks or college quarterbacks who were number one in the draft end up going to the NFL and failing?
Right.
Who are better than other, you know, college-level quarterbacks? Statistically, you literally cannot make the comparison. You can't even make the hypothesis that someone in college would be better than someone in professional sports because they just don't translate. Who was on the Bulls versus who would be on what sports team?
well, this is all hypothetical. This is all just
the Celtics probably would have won some championships.
They would have probably got one or two more.
Yeah, they already did.
But that's if he went to the Celtics.
He did. No, he got drafted by the Celtics.
Right.
Okay. All right. Fine.
But remember Heath Shuler?
Heath Shuler. Wasn't he your one-legged congressman you told me about?
Yes. He lost his leg from the ankle down.
Who?
Heath Shuler.
Did he really?
Yeah. Because remember he had chronic ankle problems.
I remember hearing the
stories. He ended up getting gangrene in his ankle and having to have it removed. And now he's a congressman.
I bet that hurt us 40 times.
No. He's not a. I don't think he's a congressman. He like does real estate in Tennessee.
Yeah, but he wasn't some kind of.
There's
congressman.
There's a big difference between a congressman and a real estate agent.
Yeah.
What kind of assumptions are we making here?
Maybe you know, maybe he did get into politics a little bit, but I don't 100%
know. Official. No one can make any sort of statements with authority.
Other than he lost his leg.
I do know that his center at the University of Tennessee read the defense for him.
Really? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, the center.
His Shuler was an idiot.
And how on... Yes.
Where was he from?
There's a center standing
Tennessee.
Up doing all this, like, okay. The Peyton Manning symbol
like, hey,
signs.
Yeah, two deep safeties.
really?
Yeah, he's reading the coverage for him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
They should have known that. Who drafted him? Who was the...
That was Norris guy. He thought he was going to make
yeah,
him
but
into
who
an
was,
Aikman.
Who was the GM?
It was
Beathard?
No.
Probably. Still.
Casserly?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, Charlie Casserly.
Casserly did have some pretty good teams, though. 91.
No, I'm not. Bobby Beathard and the talent that he infused into the Washington Redskins is... That stuff carried forth.
Yeah,
those guys true. Played for a long time. They played 10 years.
Yeah, he was responsible for, what, Daryl Green, Art Monk.
Mm-hmm. But times are different.
But
then.
Back then, you could bury guys on the bench forever.
Right.
Yeah.
And then bring them out, and they're six-year starters.
Yeah.
You know. But you look at a guy like Champ Bailey. Would
right.
you, if you could go back and change it, I mean, you definitely wouldn't make that trade.
No.
No.
You know.
No, even though, what, Portis ended up being the
Doesn't
top
matter.
Yardage for the Redskins, didn't he, for running? It still doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Because they didn't do anything.
Yeah. So, anyway, sorry to digress there.
Yeah, as I said, we're still getting away from the original argument, which is I would love someone to explain to me how statistically this guy could be better than Michael Jordan, who's one of the greatest.
You can't make
what do you mean,
you can't make the argument.
All you can do is,
thank you. You
can
can't make the assumption.
You can only make the college comparison.
You could say that he was a better, but there's been other players that were better college players than Jordan, too. There's got to have been. Had to have been.
Well, here's the one thing.
Hank Gathers.
Yeah, Hank the Bank. But you've never seen Len Bias play.
Are you telling me there's out of all
and
the college
you need
players,
to,
Jordan was the number
Jordan
one
play?
Player?
No, not
no,
in
no,
college.
No, no,
I don't need
no.
to. Was
no.
he better looking in college than Jordan was as a professional?
Right on par.
I don't know. I think Jordan
no.
was cuter.
Yeah.
Much cuter. Jordan's a better blackjack player.
Is he?
He's like $1,000 in debt.
Yeah, there you go.
$1,000 only.
Wait,
I don't know.
The argument about Len Bias is going to be he is probably, hypothetically, because it is all hypothetical, sure. Jordan never found a rival in the pros, really. And everybody thought Len Bias would be the one that would push him in the pros because he pushed him in college.
Yeah.
That was always a hypothetical argument.
When did Bias come? When would he have come out of college?
He came out 1 year after Jordan.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Excuse me, 2 years.
Okay, Jordan
came out in 84, Bias is 86.
And I'm good with that.
So 2 years. So Jordan in 2 years, he was like really flashy,
Jordan
really
was,
good
Jordan
player.
Jordan was
but,
on a nub Celtics team.
But he was on a terrible
team.
And
Bias would have went to the world champion Celtics.
Right.
Right.
So Bias would have made an impact right away, whereas Jordan was making an impact, but he wasn't winning.
Right.
Like that.
But we'll never know. That's right. The thing. We'll never know.
My
Len Bias was
Jordan,
a better dunker.
Jordan, as a professional, like if you look at anything as a profession, he developed personally as a professional regardless of what his team did.
Agreed.
Now, nobody's taking anything away from Jordan. You just have no knowledge of Len Bias.
Well, you only have 4 years of knowledge of him.
Right.
True.
So
yeah,
Years than you.
That's all you need to know. He was sick.
Can anyone guy disagree was, that Michael sick. Jordan's one of the greatest athletes? Period.
No.
Did you guys ever?
Maybe
no
the,
question.
Did you ever see exactly. Mitch Kaseoff play?
No, they mentioned him on the Junkies.
I love Kurt Rambis.
Which college players would you put above?
Oh, so you could just go endless college players over Jordan.
Yeah,
because he had a good college career, but.
The biggest difference between Michael Jordan and everybody else, and this often gets forgot, because Scottie Pippen wouldn't have been Scottie Pippen, and neither would any of those guys.
Bill Cartwright wouldn't have been Bill Cartwright.
If it wasn't for Phil Jackson.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Right.
Phil Jackson you don't think took of Jordan's Pippen, game
you don't
to where
think
it
of
is.
Scottie Pippen.
And everyone else. That's why they call him the Zen Master.
What if Scottie Pippen played for New York or another team that was good at the time? I mean, he could have been
a pretty good player for another team. I'll tell you this about Scottie Pippen. He still would have been the ugliest guy on the roster, whatever team he played on.
Yeah, he's hurting, man. That dude is – and he's broke now.
Yep. Yeah, I heard that. But, well, they said like 80% of like NBA guys are broke after they leave the league.
Is he trying to revive NBA jams?
Cash out, baby. The IOU – the creditors are calling.
Who was the ugliest man to ever play in the NBA? Manute Bol?
No.
Pretty bad.
Sam Cassell.
Sam
Cassell
is
a water baby.
He's an alien.
Maybe you guys didn't see Dwayne Schintz's.
You know what we should come back with?
Chris Kaman is an ugly motherfucker.
Yes. Chris Kaman is terrible.
Who was the 7-footer from the Bullets?
Jeff Rulin?
No. The big guy.
Oh, that's... No.
George Murison, he was pretty Geetza. Bad.
Don't you dare
he
speak
might be
ill of
Geetza.
He does a lot of work with the kids' schools.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big...
Yeah, way to go. Way to bash on him.
Yeah.
Geetza was the man.
Yeah, he's just trying to help people, and you fucking up, man.
He's from Romania.
Well, I'm looking on... Let's see. All right, here we go. The 25 ugliest players in the history of the NBA.
All right.
Sam Cassell's top five.
Sam Cassell's the first one.
Number one. He's got a job, babe.
Look, he's the first picture.
He's number two. All
right, let's see. And this is from the Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report's great.
Yeah, I love Bleacher Report.
Any guesses on number two?
Mark Eaton.
Yes.
He's number two.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Man.
Utah Jazz.
All right, so when I pulled up the article, Sam Cassell was the only picture on the article. Now we're going to count down the top 25. 25. Mark Eaton. You know, he was the big whitey. From
he's 25.
Yep, Russell Westbrook from your
Russell Westbrook. Really,
you think he's a good looking dude? Don't you?
He's a handsome man.
I thought he was cute.
They said, all right. They said, sorry, Russ, you're not as talented as Derrick Rose, and you're definitely not as attractive as Derrick Rose.
Okay,
John Stockton, number 23.
Your brother's gonna be crushed on this.
Yes,
list.
I know. He loved John Stockton.
Loved the Jazz.
Number 22, yeah. Jeff Hornacek. What's wrong with Jeff Hornacek?
My game was designed after his.
There's definitely a continuum with the ugly Jazz theme.
Yeah, but it's bad enough
the
that the white guys are not very good basketball players, and they're also uglier.
Another ex-Wizard, Calvin Booth. He looks like
Penn State.
Yeah. He is very ugly.
John Stockton was number 20.
Oh, here's one that I've always thought looked like an alien. His forehead, his face is scrunched together, like his chin... takes up a third of his face. His face is only like a third, and his forehead's another third of his face. Sheldon Williams from Duke.
Sheldon Williams.
Did he get
always
married to some hot WNBA player?
Yeah, you could show a movie on Sheldon Williams' forehead.
Yeah, Candace Parker.
Okay.
All right, number 19, Nick Van Exel.
Oh, he's
Nick
horrific.
Nick the Quick.
He's got the big bug eyes.
No, because he had like the permanent like fat lip. Like, this top lip looked like it was, I don't know, like he had gotten punched.
The permanent fat lip.
Number 18, Yao Ming.
Yeah.
They're anti-Chinese.
I'm telling you, George Mirasan's going to be on there. Manute Bol. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. See, I thought he was going to abuse the soundboard, but he's not.
Well, I'm overwhelmed right now.
Number 17, Tommy Heinsohn.
Okay, Celtics.
But he's really old.
Back in the day.
That's like a goofy white guy. Oh, there we go. Number 16, Bryant Big Country Reeves.
Oh, he was a big old flat top hat. Yep. Yeah.
Oklahoma State.
Brickhead.
Number 15, another Wizard big man, Jim McElvain.
I remember Jim McElvain had that flat top.
Yep. All right, number 14, Ben Wallace.
Well,
Ben had the big fro.
See, I would go. Froze are cool, I think man. Rasheed Wallace is uglier than Ben Wallace.
He might show up. Let's get that birthmark.
Yeah,
yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah, he just looks like he just got out of a back of a car he'd been sleeping in. Every game,
yeah, he does.
He doesn't he?
All right, it says random fact about Ben Wallace. A few NBA players have talked. That I've talked to say he was more makes up for his facial shortcomings in other areas. How could I not look? It's like a tripod attached to a redwood. That's an actual quote from a former teammate. So apparently he had a big old python in his pants.
Okay.
Number 13, Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, Muggsy was ugly.
No, Muggsy.
His name even.
It's oh, like, number 12. How come it's all Bullets and Wizards on here?
I don't know. Vlade Divac.
Yeah, Vladdy.
Vladdy was pretty ugly.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. Number 11, old Chuck Barkley.
Ah, bullshit.
It says, sorry, Chuck, but you are one ugly mother. I won't resort to your type of language, even though your face calls for it. Look at you, Chuck. You're definitely no Jason Whitlock. All right, now here's the top 10. Number 10, somebody we have mentioned, Scottie Pippen.
Yes.
All right, it says, the no-hair look doesn't work for Scottie at all. Championship trophies don't make you look more attractive. Just ask Lamar Odom. All right, number 9, Olden Polonese.
UVA.
Wow.
Yeah, used to play for the Sonics and the Jazz. Says, all Olden is so ugly that his picture didn't want to load on the page.
He stole some computers at UVA.
Yeah, it kept getting air after air.
That's what I kicked out for.
I bet those had to be some big-ass computers, too, man.
Like 86.
Right. He says, I'm dead serious, too. It took me over 15 minutes to find a picture of Olden that would actually work on this page.
That sounds like my Commodore 64.
There's Jason's computer.
He's running out the door.
His current one.
Yeah. Number 8, Larry Bird.
Yeah.
We all know the hick from the lick, Naples. French lick. Is
Naples
real
resident.
Is he really?
Yes. Yeah,
you ever see him around?
No. I've never seen him. He's a Naples resident, supposedly. Set up that university.
Number 7.
I got it.
The man. Big Gorgi Murasan Gita himself. Gita says, poor George. Chicks could never dig him.
I bet he's got a hot wife.
I'll bet he does.
Scottie Pippen does.
Number 6, Pau Gasol.
Get that busted beak.
Yeah. It says, Pau is a very ugly man. Doesn't help that he cries all the time and constantly has a look on his face that combines constipation and total sadness.
I don't know about 6.
All right, number 5, Manu Ginobili.
Yeah,
all right, let's go to the checklist. Slightly balding, check. Big honking schnoz, check. Awful facial hair, check. Weird looking teeth, check. Manages to make Tony Parker and Tim Duncan look GQ-esque. Check.
Yeah, Tim Duncan's not a good-looking dude either.
Oh, this is Tom Chambers at number 4?
Yeah.
Tom Chambers was like surfer guy.
He looked like he came out of Children of the Corn slam dunking.
So this spot came down to him or ex-Xavier McDaniel. Tom got the spot because X-Man would probably beat the holy hell out of me, and I didn't want him to choke me out like he did Wes Matthews.
Xavier McDaniel was one of the blackest players ever to play.
Did you ever see that terrible movie Singles back in the 90s?
And he goes,
the line, Steve, don't come yet. That was his thing to keep him from blowing his load.
Oh, this is definitely – I forgot about this one. He is definitely one of the ugliest people, not just NBAers, but people. Old Tyrone Hill.
Tyrone Hill.
You remember Tyrone Hill?
He was his head was crazy.
It says, I don't know if there was any uglier person to ever enter the NBA. I think Tyrone got so many rebounds in the NBA simply because people were afraid that his ugly was contagious. He had so much ugly to go around that I could see other players thought this was possible. That David Stern sent out word in the mid-90s that it was contagious. Number 2, Popeye Jones. Another wizard.
Oh, Popeye yeah. Jones. Popeye Jones, definitely.
Yep. It says, this is what ugly and cocaine will do to a man. So maybe Popeye had a habit like old Glenn Bias.
Fuck you guys.
And number 1, your Washington Wizards assistant coach, Sam Cassell.
There it is.
It says, we all knew this was coming because his name was in the title and Sam could be one of the ugliest guys to ever grace the hardwood. Except, I have one more for you. He's not in the NBA yet, but this is old. This is 2011, okay. But they're saying, yeah, he's going to coach. He'll be back in the NBA. He is back in the NBA now. So there's your top 25 ugliest NBA players of all time.
How did Manute Bol not How was he not on there?
Oh, here's some up
honorable
too.
Mentions.
Honorable mentions. Kyle Singler. U-G-L-Y. Yes. Yeah, you ain't got no alibi. You ugly. Kyle Singler just has a face that you want to repeatedly hit with a brick.
How does
then
Shane
take a bat to it?
Shane
Battier, finish.
Really. With
that Battier
hat.
With the wrinkled head?
Yeah,
but he grew hair.
He got the brain wrinkles.
It's
he
grew, the pound pump.
It's horrible.
But he grew hair and kind of hit it a little bit.
Oh, this is good. It says, and then finish it off. Hit it with a bat, then finish it off with your fist. Kind of like that. What Bruce Willis did to that yellow guy in Sin City. You know, looking at it, Kyle Singler kind of looks like that guy. For people who've seen that movie. So that is it for the list. But
well, good. Yeah. We got the ugly. All ugly team.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll work on the all hottie team for next episode.
All right, you spearhead that project.
Steve Nash, sure, number one.
Steve Nash is ugly.
He is heinous. That dude is heiny.
You know who's hot?
Who's that?
I'm not going to answer that. That does not, I'm kidding.
Just going to open you up?
Yeah, it's going to open me up to ridicule. Yeah. Oh, that Jessica Alba, she's hot.
Okay.
She's kind of orange.
Yeah, a lot of people orange nowadays. It's like in.
You don't look too orange.
Like the whole Jersey thing, you know?
It's been cold down in Florida, man. Yeah. What do you expect?
Right, normally Kyle comes up here and he's dark.
Kyle's a resident of Florida, and Kyle, as all of us know, is a I don't know, tan man, we used to call him. He's a big fan.
He used to be a tan man living here.
It's gorgeous.
Now, Kyle, have you ever done the fake tan?
No.
No, never like the spray-on shit?
No, only beach.
Oh. He's looking at me right now like I'm fucking like.
Well, no, I
he's offended. I asked him
to pull my roof. I used to do the roof all the time in Virginia.
Yep,
mm-hmm. I go up by the solar panels.
I remember that. He would tan on the solar panels at his house.
Solar panels.
218 North Lincoln.
Like pretty much all of Sterling back in the '80s.
They sold it to us all.
Yep.
Your parents had them, Matt.
Yeah, they did.
Scott Ford.
We couldn't get onto my roof though. I remember one time we were on Kyle's roof, and we had a BB gun, and this guy, you know what I'm talking about, Kyle.
You
don't say his name. He said he was a senior in high school. I was a freshman.
Oh, he could kick a 70-yard field goal.
No, different guy. JN. He said I shot him in the head with a BB gun.
Okay.
And he wanted to beat me up.
Yes, I remember.
And I had to get Tim to stop him from
shoot him in the head.
No, I didn't. I don't know, but somebody said they saw him take it and poke himself in the head, and then
I do remember this. Yes,
and then
he wanted to fight you. Yeah. He really wanted to fight you. He really wanted to fight you.
He is, but I'm not going to say it over there.
Yeah. So really? I mean, why would a senior want to beat up a freshman? So I had to pull the old Tim Seaton card and say Tim. And Tim had to smack it down.
We were talking about how Wyatt slept underneath the solar panels once and woke up in a blaze of sweat in the middle of July.
I remember that.
Why did he sleep on the solar panels?
Because it was cool to sleep on the roof.
Yeah. I never had the solar panels.
Cool. That was the thing. Was
who
like,
told you that was cool?
We tried. No, because we tried to get girls to go up there on the roof. Hey, you want to check out the roof? Come on.
I remember somebody spilled like 10 bags of Doritos up there, and they were all gone the next morning. The birds ate them.
Yeah. I remember because this is what we've probably talked about this before.
My parents would
Kyle's leave parents would go away every
for the summer and leave me alone.
And during March. There's the bird. I remember one morning we had all stayed at Kyle's house. His parents were gone. And I don't remember why. But my backyard and Kyle's backyard
backed up
to each other. Okay, so I could look out my back window and watch Kyle.
Thanks.
All the time.
Such a fucking creeper.
We did too. But one morning,
night vision goggles.
It was definitely spring break or something, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't remember what we were doing, but we were up all night.
I bet you were.
And Kyle and Wyatt had a bag, and they went over to the person that lived across the street from my house and they filled up the bag with crab apples because we were going to go throw the crab apples to somebody. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. My mom was leaving for work, and later on that day when I actually went home, my mom was like, I swear I saw Kyle and Wyatt at about 7 o'clock in the morning running with a bag of apples.
We used to wait for the paper boy to come by in the morning and beat the shit out of him with crab apples.
Oh, you know what we did? Kyle had a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yep. It ain't safe on Lincoln.
I remember this.
What was his name, Kyle? You know it.
Archibald Nigel.
And I don't know why we thought it was a great idea. This is how stupid we were as kids. We were probably 13, 14, 15 years old.
I think I was in high school, man.
Yeah, you were, yeah. I can at least say I was 2 years younger, and I was still like in middle school. But
so you're making an excuse for your age.
You, Kyle, were with us, you were with us, Jungle.
Yeah, you were with us.
Yeah.
All right, let me know if I'm crossing the line here. But
oh, yeah, because the Jungle never did anything stupid.
No. But somebody in Kyle's house had a bag full of adult stuff, and there was some sex gel in it.
What is sex gel? Are we talking about lube?
Back then it was very petroleum based.
Well, I remember being
could
like
you also put it in your hair.
I remember it being like
you could.
I remember it being like
something about
like
Mary.
Cherry flavored, and us having the two of them going, "You taste it. No, you taste it." All right, I'll give you $5 if you taste it.
Oh, tell me like you cherries. Didn't taste it.
No.
So
my
we
dad
thought it
had
was
all
just
stuff for his like 40th birthday party, and everybody found it.
He had an elephant mask that you put around your waist, and you put your dick into the trunk of the elephant mask. But so we took Nigel Archibald.
I remember hearing about the elephant mask.
And we wrote on like his forehead, "Soon the street pimps will rule the world." And we covered his head in sex gel, and we put a noose around his neck. And we put it on our neighbor's door.
This is not okay.
And rang the doorbell and ran, left him there.
Please.
Well,
tell
no,
we
wasted a full beer.
Oh, and then we shook up a beer and smashed it and ran
against their door.
Yeah. Wow, we were stupid as
That's
kids.
Funny as shit. Archibald.
Poor Archibald.
Never
Nigel.
To be seen again.
No.
Oh, good times back in the day. All right, this is the topic I wanted to talk about. Now, Carrie, you don't have to, you know, your lady friend is here.
I'm going to weigh in 100%.
All right, you weigh in. Worst hookups. I was listening to Big Brown and Burnsy, our buddies. Okay. They do a great show. Their new one's out. They're building up to show 100. And they were talking about bad hookups they had.
Right.
Okay.
Bad hookups in what sense?
They were saying, like...
Did you have to date the person?
It's a hookup.
No,
one
no.
Night, like one night stand.
One night stand. You feel bad. I think there was a story involving like he woke up and he's like looked over and saw. He's like, oh man, and he couldn't find his shirt, so he said, "Fuck it," and this left shirtless.
I did hear stuff that. Like I heard that story.
That's all that happened.
Well, that's just one.
He wasn't getting like shot out at the way out.
Well, have you? You
no,
obviously
saying,
you've
I mean,
got a
like,
great story.
Bad hookups, like two immediately come to mind, and like one includes a psycho bitch.
All right, well, tell us.
I'm not getting shot at on the way out, but I might as well have been. I was definitely getting like...
No, where's the gun sound effects? What do you need right now?
I'll keep going.
All right. So tell us what happened with your bad hookup.
No, lead in. Go ahead and lead in. Finish leading in. I want to hear the round table.
All right, Kyle, you know, I know you have some.
All the time. Swamp mooses.
Swamp mooses all the time. All right, what well, give us a recent what? One.
Oh, the recent one was, I think it was a...
What is a swamp moose?
A swamp moose?
It's a large woman.
No. Give him the definition.
Give him the urban dictionary. He's going to give you the urban dictionary.
Yeah, what? Give me the urban dictionary right, shit. That's a legit source.
The largest genitalia of any land mammal.
I mean, is it going to come back like a 6-inch clitoris?
I don't know. I remember us looking this up.
Oh, this is funny. Then one of the definitions, any girl that lives in Dundalk usually is lacking a full set of teeth. I'll find a good one. All right, here it is. It's a noun, a large land animal found in the swamps. They are 3 times bigger than any regular moose and have the largest genitals of any land animals.
Sorry, all right, no, you got to fill me in here. Are you just going around fucking fat chicks?
No. This is just the last one was, I remember... You were with me up at Ned Devine's earlier
tonight.
Oh,
no, don't bring me into this.
Earlier tonight.
Don't bring me into this.
No, don't you bring me into this.
You facilitated this, Jason.
For the radio show? What'd you do? High five you?
Hey, did you like get it?
Yeah. It was my last night in town. This was just a couple years
ago. Hey, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do
did
remember.
Did you draw
this.
Her in by like getting like 30 wings and like leaving a trail towards
Jason
Kyle?
Jason went home.
I went home.
Yo, he put a chicken liver on the end of a line.
Blue cheese dip is off the
chain. I was there with you and Uncle Wyatt.
Him and Wyatt stayed there. I went home.
Caught a chicken wing.
And then I heard the story the next day.
Oh, I had a plane flight at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was still at Ned Devine's. I probably had about 10 Red Bulls and vodkas. No big deal. And I just remember thinking, fuck it. She's got nice glasses.
Bullshit. You don't remember thinking.
she had really. She had really nice glasses. So I went back to Dulles Town Center. Did my thing, and I said, oh, I got a flight to catch. Ran home, and it's the worst plane flight ever because I thought I was going to die in a plane crash. It's like, oh, man, that was the last thing I was ever with.
Why? Did you think she was on the flight?
And no.
Like,
I was
you were
haunted.
Over the weight limit? The
plane no, was it, was, go down? It was.
Well, he thought she was like the Cloverfield monster, and she was going to swat his airplane out of the sky.
It was horrible.
All right.
That's the last recent bad
Are you going to – Jungle, are you going to weigh in?
Yeah, I've got two.
Okay.
All right, one where I was vomited on while receiving oral.
She threw up on your junk?
Dude, that's a bad gag reflex.
Yeah. So there's that one, and then there's another one at the beach where the girl's labia was –
big meat curtains on.
Well, no. It actually had one flag-like flap.
What?
And if you pulled it off or pulled it away from her, it'd be a good inch.
So it was like a deformed vagina?
Yeah, it was. It looked like a small flag.
That was always called Arby's.
Arby's. Big roast beef sandwich.
No, I'm not saying.
But one side of the sandwich was a lot larger than the other side of the sandwich?
Right, but it was like a. Think about
one side was stacked, the other side.
Think about a small flag about this big.
Okay.
Right? So you'd be doing your thing, and you'd go ahead and you grab it. And it looked like you grabbing a noodle out of a spaghetti.
Like a big piece of lasagna.
It actually looked like a Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid.
There you go.
Maybe it was.
If you can imagine. No, it wasn't a Band-Aid.
And you didn't throw up on her vagina.
No, I just thought it was so weird.
Yeah, and you finished. I guarantee you did.
Huh? No.
Yeah, he did, definitely. He didn't care.
He turned her over.
Yeah. Oh, well.
There you go. All
left right. Without a note, but JB, definitely finished.
Do you have any?
Back when I was in California.
Back? I remember that one in North Carolina was a swamp moose.
Yeah.
He's going to throw you under the bus big
there's several,
time.
There's several. Lots of swamp mooses I've seen you with in your
several.
Life.
But one was definitely pretty bad. This is back when I was in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And on base, there was a little club called Stripes. And I was actually underage at the time, so I wasn't able to drink. But the girl was able to buy me drinks while I was there, so I was drinking.
Keep drinking, Air Force guy.
Went back to her place, and we ended up having sex on the floor in front of the washer and dryer in the laundry room. It was terrible. It was just bad.
I remember. I know one of those stories.
What was bad about it?
Well, it was a lot. There was a lot bad about that night, but
can you elaborate on the?
Hey, what about the green booger?
Oh yeah, I remember that too.
you
know what? There was nothing going on. That wasn't a hookup. The green booger. But it's been so long ago. I can't remember exact details. I had her drop me off because she drove me out to her place. I had her drop me off at on the other side of base. And I had to walk home so she wouldn't know where I lived. Well, that was
so you're like, no, I live way over here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, yeah, drop me off right here. This is where I live. No.
I was at a party once. And it was my sister's friends, and I got hammered. It was like Travis and Jason, you know, that whole group.
Yeah.
And I got shit-faced.
Was that at the hotel party?
No, it was over.
Because I slept with some ugly girl then, too.
But I had hooked up with this girl, and I remember she had a big tattoo on her back, right? And I was so hammered that I you know, went outside and kept drinking and stuff. And I came back inside, and I thought I was I thought it was a different girl. So I tried to, and it was somebody's girlfriend, and I tried to make out with her because I thought it was the one I'd already made out with. Yeah, it didn't go over well. So I got into a fight. Well, not a guy we all know. I won't say his name here. I'll write it down for you.
JR?
No.
Where do you live?
I know who it
just
is.
Just give us the address.
It's Asta La Bye Bye. Do you have any idea who that is?
Here, that's who it was.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a girlfriend?
No, it wasn't his girlfriend.
No! It wasn't. You got to fight with him.
He wanted to fight
There's
me.
No fight.
No. Yeah. So I remember I said, that's fuck impossible. This, whatever. I'm leaving. And I tried walking home, and I got lost. And this house where this party was at was over on Church, close to Church, and you know where Church and Drainsville meet? Over close to
towards 7, that's where they lived, and there's apartments.
Well, it was back there, and I tried to walk home back to Spring Grove Farms.
Do you remember driving over there to pick up somebody?
I was so drunk.
With me?
Listen. Hold on. I was so drunk, I ended up at the corner of Sterling Boulevard and Route 7. Okay. I completely walked like 3 miles in the wrong direction, and then I realized that I had left my glasses at the party. So I had to walk back, find the house, and get my glasses and leave.
Matt, you're a nomadic drunk anyway.
Huh?
At what point did you hook up?
Earlier in the night with some girl.
Oh.
Like, so hook up?
And then the girl I hooked up with was mad that I tried, that I didn't remember which girl she was, and I tried hooking up with a different girl.
Everybody's done that.
Everybody's done that?
I hooked up with a girl once in the backseat of a car when one of our buddies was in the front seat of the car hooking up with another girl.
And, whose car was what?
And it was in a parking lot at a park and ride.
A park and ride? Where'd you find that?
I remember.
And he was like, and the guy I was with was like, come on, man, just do it, man. Fuck it.
I'm not even gonna lie. Some of these just happened to me like last weekend.
I bet that was.
I'm not even kidding. Ben brought his new girl into town. Ben brought his new girl into town.
Right.
And we were at a wine tasting all day that turned into a complete shit show.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea, one girl ended up puking in her own purse.
Awesome.
On the way back from the wine tour. But as we were getting ready to go from Arlington into D.C., we ended up hailing a cab, and it was like one of those van cabs. I got in the back seat. They got into the, you know, more front-back seat. And next thing I know, she starts giving him roadhead, like right in front of me.
Nice.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? Ben's just like mouthing to me. He's just like, dude, I don't know. This is crazy.
Was he driving or was backseat?
Yeah, Ben's driving the cab. No.
Oh, it was a cab.
The cab's driving.
I was looking at stuff. Right.
No, the cabbie's totally driving, and we get to the first bar.
Did you finger cuff her? You know, the Chinese finger cuff?
Finger cuff.
I would do. I'd give the old reach around.
The old JJ I knew would have done that.
Yeah. Come in for the backseat hook.
Give it the dolphin.
The dolphin.
There's a spare hole somewhere.
Where is the jungle bin?
Yeah.
Little hiatus.
Are you going to play Jason's famous song for us?
No, wait,
that?
Hold on.
Which one?
I, you know which one?
Hey.
I forgot about
to get into this. At least I gotta tell one of the
okay.
two.
Right.
One of the two worst hookups. For me, when I finally got into a real college, first of all...
Old Dominion University.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad is an alumni.
Yep. Which proves that it's not a real college. All right? The school is... come up through the decades.
My dad buried a dead body in Old Dominion.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
No, you're literally gonna have to tell us that story.
Literally, the first gunshot wound I ever treated was in my front yard, not in Iraq or Afghanistan. Like, it was in my front yard at ODU.
Norfolk.
Norfolk. So, I thought I was being all slick. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to this college, whatever. I got in last minute. And when we were down there doing the school tour, I tore off a post that was like, three girls looking for a fourth girl roommate. And as it turns out, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. This is going to be a great idea. Like, I'm going to live with a bunch of chicks. No big deal. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to pull off the greatest scheme of all time. Call down. I'm like, hey, I'm a guy looking for three girls.
I'm a guy looking for
three girls.
I'm a guy looking for three chicks.
I was like, yeah, if you haven't sold the room yet, I mean, the semester's about to begin. If you haven't sold the room yet, you haven't. And they were like, no, it's fine, whatever. They're like, we're the Delta Zeta sorority. I was like, oh, score.
About easy deasy.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I'm about to go into the easiest score of my life. I don't know anything about real college. I was at a junior college before. It was terrible. Next thing I know, I'm in the fat sorority. I am the best guy friend in the fat sorority at our school, and it's terrible. And they're like, oh, you know who you would love? You'd love Danielle.
Bacon.
Danielle. You'd love food. No. You'd love Danielle. Danielle's great. Danielle's awesome. And she was the only actual semi-normal, not obese, cute
under
girl.
Two deuces, right?
Yeah. She's like maybe a buck 40.
Did she have nice glasses?
Thick, good curves. But not, I mean, definitely not skinny.
She wasn't full Cloverfield.
Right. She wasn't going to swap my airplane out on Scott.
Right, okay.
All right, and I was like, all right, it's fine. Like, you know, and after a semester, I'm sitting here and I'm getting ready to move out. Finally, it comes full circle. We're getting ready to, like, have this end-of-the-year party, whatever. And there it is. We're both drunk, and there's been enough talk all semester. We just go into my room and we start hitting it. And I mean, it's like ridiculous, crazy fucking sex, whatever. And at the end of it, she's just like, I knew we'd fall in love.
Whoa!
And I'm like,
epic fail.
I'm like, there's no, like, I was like, honestly,
where's the one of like the crazy,
I thought
screeching out, running out of there.
I thought that like we just both wanted to hook up, and she's just like, no, like everyone told me like that you had been in love with me for the entire semester, and it's like,
oh, dick.
No, like not at all. Like, what are you talking about?
There goes JJ.
Literally, no, it's in my own house. I can't run. I've got no place to run.
I thought she saw like a JJ.
No, no. This is my place. She's at my place. By the way, her sorority sisters live upstairs. She starts yelling at me in the middle, and it's like 4 a.m. She's yelling at me.
Hulk smash!
Exactly. Starts slapping me in the face. I'm like, you know what? I was like, I don't know what to tell you. It's time
JJ,
for you to go.
JJ, sometimes you gotta choke a bitch out.
Sometimes. That's not what happened. I got my man card handed back to me, and it was terrible.
Oh, Lord. I'm trying to think of any other good ones. I know probably over the years.
It's endless.
I've never been physically assaulted by somebody afterwards.
The one time that I went to, what was that party down in Bridgewater called?
Oh,
Melrose.
You couldn't wrap your arms around that one.
Yes. I was making out with some girl on the dance floor.
I thought it was a manatee.
Yeah, it might have been.
Jason was so happy, though. That's all that
I got lucky. I got lucky because at the end of the night, I thought, okay, I'm hooking up.
Someone brought chicken wings and she disappeared.
She did. She just disappeared, like gone.
That's the night of the pigtail girl. Remember the
pigtail girl? Kyle's like, gets off the mic.
That's the night of the pigtail girl.
Yeah, Kyle gets off the mic and goes, hey, you remember that? It's probably the pigtail girl.
Are we allowed to tell that story? Is Maggie listening?
What was the pigtail girl story?
I don't know.
Some girl from the same party that
I'm sure
was so happy he was in love.
That Matt was on the roof.
I was on the
knives.
Roof of Melrose.
Probably throwing knives at people.
Yeah. Yep.
Was that the one when Padishaw was carrying the freaking keg on his back? And
yeah, I think it was.
I was in the drunk bus doing the Wookiee.
Yes. Yeah, I remember the Wookiee.
Yes, I do.
Do the Wookiee for us, Matt.
All right, hold on.
No, you're Wookiee.
Hold on. Oops, wrong one. All right, it's not working. Anticlimactic.
Life.
Oh, that
life.
Why is that not working?
Give us the Wookiee, Matt.
I'm just trying. Do it yourself.
She did it all for the Wookiee. The Wookiee.
You know, Scott was pretty good doing Wookiee, too.
Yeah, he was.
A Wookiee being put out to die?
Would you ever do...
You're my boy! Loud noises!
I don't know. That's my text. If somebody texts me, it goes... I can't do it anymore.
Matt.
No, I had to be really drunk.
Next time you impregnate your wife, you need to do that. Yeah. Right at climax.
Yeah.
Chewbacca.
Right at the end as you pinch off the last couple drops.
I can't do it.
That is an awesome idea.
That is a good idea.
It will be tried.
Right there. Money.
So those are some bad hookup stories. Oh. Perhaps you'd like to interject.
Any bad hookup
stories? Hydrania has a good hookup story.
I don't think high school counts.
It does.
It all counts.
It does.
It all counts.
No, I didn't hook up in high school either.
You're full of shit. You are so full of shit.
You are a dirty slut, weren't you? Admit you are a slut.
You're a slut. Go.
I had one bad incident in high school.
You're still living it.
In the back of...
No, he's still living it right now.
In the back of Kyle's
Maxima. Yeah. Oh, on the way to a football game. Allowed
way
County,
home
I believe.
From a football game.
Way home.
Kyle,
come on. You regale us with a tale.
No, I drove a Maxima wagon.
Yes. Yeah. It was fast, though.
Kyle, you still
have
nightmares.
We got the thing going pretty fast on that. We almost died.
That was my Camaro, or was that the Maxima?
No, that was the Maxima.
Okay.
Kyle,
Shaw Road onto the boulevard.
I almost killed everybody in the Maxima. Yes.
Kyle.
We're all deflecting from the Hydrania right now.
Yeah. But Kyle, tell everybody.
I don't want to deflect.
I know you still have nightmares about the story of Jason in the backseat of your car with with JC.
Yeah.
What happened?
NWA came on, and they're laying out the instructions of just don't bite it.
Yep.
And Jason's famous line was, prove it. The lady said she could do it.
And what happened?
You know, I heard bad noises.
Yes.
You heard bad noises? What were those noises?
What did
they sound like?
They weren't bad noises.
I like my balls. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
This is the backseat of... Kyle's Maxima.
Oh, shit. God damn, bitch, you bit my... Damn. Shit, I said suck the motherfucker. You biting it. Shit.
Has this ever happened to you? Does her teeth get in the way while she's sucking your dick?
JB.
Does she know how to suck a dick?
Hey, JB.
Well,
if you miss this kind, go get the new Kendrick Lamar CD.
Really?
Yeah. NWA's new book, just like what we used to listen to. Of
sucking dick. Like Blowfly?
Blowfly, that's...
Next, you gently. Why don't you tell her this, Jason? Then,
she proved it.
She proved it.
Oh, she did. I was up in front with LM.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't going to do nothing.
Nope. Yeah. Great song.
Yep.
Is the tempo and Ren is gonna blow.
What happened to Ren?
MC Ren?
MC Ren, you know what, when he first started
Hot Dogs.
When he first started, he was not as good as the rest. But then this album, he was like the top, I thought.
No.
Well, Easy was number one, but
no, I liked Ren, Ice Cube.
Well, yeah, Ice Cube wasn't around then. During this
didn't
time.
They have like a didn't they have like DJ Arab or something like that?
No, you had Yellow Man. Yellow Boy.
Yellow Man was the
not
the
Yellow
cuts.
Man, Yellow Boy. Yeah.
Hey yo, Yellow, what up?
That's right.
Give me a funky ass bass line.
There was somebody else in the very first one. It was like DJ Arab Beats or something like that.
Oh, really?
Which one? Straight? No.
No, it was their mixtape before Straight Outta Compton.
Dude, I love the fact that you just said mixtape.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, but that was like a 1988 mixtape.
No, I mean, mixtape are still underground.
Has anybody made a mixtape for a chick?
Kyle. Yes. Kyle's made a mixtape for a chick.
What was on it, Jay?
Really?
Are you serious?
What was on it?
All the greatest, like, love talking slow songs that were on 93.9.
I didn't like that stuff, so. Was that Kiss?
It's now
like
you make
Monica.
Now you make playlists.
Monique.
Shaquanda.
Brandy.
All the other
Brandy.
Stereotypical names.
Bullshit. Come on. Monica, Monique, and Brandy, like, ran the stage for a while.
Was that late 90s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, when I was in high school.
Yeah. How about Silk?
Yeah.
What was ours? Keith Sweat?
I mean, I was still back. They were still playing Boyz II Men, yeah. Keith Sweat. It was still going on. It's not like you play an entire fucking slow jam without any of those.
I didn't know this, but Hydrangea's mom's favorite song back in the day was Me So Horny. It was. I'm not lying.
Was it Keith Sweat? Oh yeah, ladies. Find your man.
You're getting into my wheelhouse right now.
Mixtape.
So awesome.
Oh yeah, mixtapes back in the day. I don't think I ever made one for.
You never made one for a chick?
Probably. I don't know. I can't remember.
I mean,
if I did or not.
Those were the make-out tapes.
Oh, you know what the number one for? What happened? All right, they're having their own little show over here.
What's going on that side of the house?
Wow.
Why are you pointing fingers?
No, I'm not pointing. Holy shit.
Everyone's like, pointing fingers.
Look at
right now.
Look, you won't believe who has been resurrected here.
Who? They're looking at the phone.
I love it. There's a Facebook.
You should.
There's a Facebook person that has been resurrected.
What do you mean resurrected?
I don't know.
Like Glenn Bias?
Close. About that same time.
Wow, that's a long time
About
ago.
That influential.
Would I know who it is?
In the Cuban
about
world.
About that influential.
You don't remember Tatito or Techo?
Oh, I saw Ricky or Techo on your Facebook.
That blew
like,
my
shit.
Mind.
Did you hey,
Tito or yes. Techo? Yes.
Is he friends with Tito? You
know no, his brother.
I Ricky. Know, but is his you normally your brother is your friend on Facebook? Yeah, did you look is. To see yeah. if he's
I used to beat the right, shit out of Ricky or Techo?
Yeah, we go down there.
He almost killed you.
Hey, but
yeah,
is his
true. He did almost kill
is
almost
his brother you. Not on his Facebook?
Yeah, it's on there, but I don't.
Send him a must kill you. Send him a friend request.
I've never sent anybody a friend request.
Send him a friend request, Kyle.
If there's anybody you have to send a friend request,
it's Tito.
It's Tito or Techo.
He's gonna be like, holy shit, Kyle and Ann.
Kyle would beat up Ricky.
He looks exactly the same.
And then Ricky was little kid, like 9, 10 years old. And he thought he was a badass, and he had a butcher knife in his hand. Yes. And he was like this.
Carrie told me this story.
And he went like that, and the knife itself came out of the handle and stuck in the wall above Kyle's head.
And Kyle, like looked like Jesus Christ walking on water and came flying down the stairs.
You know what I remember most about their house? Them. We would go down there and we'd play Mega Man.
We were looking
Mega
at
Man.
Naked Madonna Playboy then.
Oh, I'd play.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I'd go down there. We'd play Mega Man.
Perms. Mega Man, yes, I do remember playing Mega Man.
Mega Man was awesome.
Yeah.
Locker was across from mine in middle school.
Tito, man. Tito was a shit.
But his real name was Santiago.
Yes.
I think that's what it is on Facebook because I was like,
I looked it up, but I was like, I'm not going to request
anything. Send him a friend request.
Why now? I just got on Facebook, 2-3 years ago?
Still.
and you reached out to Ricky or Techo?
Huh? All right, going back real quick to hookup songs. This is the one we always played at John's house. Trying to get girls to make out with us. Long.
Matt Cobra.
Time to have sex.
Oh, this was. Yo, this was the panty drop
hey,
right here.
Do you know what JB's song was? It was Bryan Adams, Everything I Do For You.
Yeah. That was a whole lot earlier than this.
No, I don't know.
That was like our freshman year
back in
high school.
You could pick up people's phones.
an eavesdrop on them.
Lord, when you can pick a lick
girl. Softwares.
When you can pick up like Corbin's phone and you pick up somebody else's
house phone.
Me and Jeremy Baden used to pick up you talking to Sherry Graham on the phone all the time, and you'd be talking all mushy how you love the Bryan Adams song.
Hey, oh, Sherry.
Such a great pull.
That's terrible.
Hey, Sherry, it's me, Jason. Hey, Sherry, I love you. I got your mic. Look into my eyes, Sherry. I love you.
It's a good song, man.
Wipe that booger from your nose. That was the worst green booger of all time. The worst booger I've ever seen in my life.
Yo,
it was fluorescent greed.
I don't know how you sat back there with her the whole time.
Why don't, can't you be a gentleman and say, hey,
the toxic
you need to...
Avenger yeah, of boogers.
I was being a gentleman, but
any normal person would have said, hey, listen, you got a little something.
It was right.
You don't have to tell them what it looks like.
It was right.
A real gentleman would have been 21 years old and banged her 16-year-old sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go, Kyle.
Hey, what was the... What was
15.
The?
15. She was 15.
Please tell that story right now. No. As far as worst hookups of all time.
She was 15.
I don't want to go to jail.
Is there a statute of limitation on that?
I did hear that both from you and Nick... Because Nick hooked up with her too, but right. Nicholas was in high school.
Oh, that wasn't really a bad hookup, but I tried to hook up with her friend, and then Scott Windsor dropped a girl on her head, and the police had no ambulance to come and cock block me.
What was the? What's the?
Oh, that's when the strippers were at my house.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was like a New Year's party.
That was a New Year's party.
Yes,
and one of the strippers got dropped in her head. We had to go to the hospital, and I tried to get Kyle. You got to go.
You
wouldn't go. I was. You were up
because Kyle banged her the first night she was here.
Yes. And then you were back with your girlfriend upstairs, and I was like, "Hey."
She was jealous because I banged a stripper. Okay.
Yep.
Which girlfriend?
I'm not jealous.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
They weren't.
Good.
They weren't that great a stripper.
No, they were horrible.
They weren't very good dancers.
What's the biggest bullet you've ever eaten to get laid? And what I mean by that is something a girl has asked you to do that you did
just
to do it. Oh, that might be one.
Yeah.
I actually second that. Say I love you.
The what? Well, what about this miniature bat?
My whole life.
No, I don't know about the miniature bat.
I'll tell you a bad hookup.
The miniature bat?
Right.
What?
Oh, don't! The Jungle's told this story before.
Yeah, I've told it before.
I'll tell you guys a story. I don't know if I've told you this one before. But I
fucked a girl with a miniature bat.
Yeah. Oh, hey, the nubchuck.
You,
yeah. My part is, I know exactly which miniature bat you're talking about. There's only one in the house.
But,
that shit was fucked up.
But that's what she asked for. That's what she got.
JB, now when you use nunchucks on your significant other,
it was a plastic kid's nunchuck.
Whatever.
By the way.
Did you switch out the nunchucks?
No.
You like this one takes a turn.
One nunchuck.
Did you put it in there and like try and swing it so the other one would swing around?
Was it covered in the plat or the rubber ribbed for her pleasure?
No. It was ribbed, but it was plastic.
Did it have the like little knuckle handles?
No. It was just like the
straight up,
like corrugated looking thing.
Yeah. So it was like ribbed.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, it was the normal plastic rib. It wasn't the one that was.
She wanted
the
nunchuck.
Rubber.
She wanted the nunchuck.
No,
you know what I'm talking
plastic.
About.
I do.
Yes.
The ones that were coated in the rubber hurt more than the plastic rib for her pleasure.
Well, if you didn't,
this one was plastic.
If you didn't use like petroleum based lube, it'd definitely be a problem.
Orange with the plastic chain.
All I want to know is how'd that come to be.
I don't know how that came to be. It just
nunchuck me, you
came
fuck.
To be. It just happened to be there at the right time.
You poke her in the nipple with some throwing stars.
Be a ninja.
She had a ninja fetish.
Yeah, were you like karate chopping?
Yes,
each other
I was
that?
Definitely dressed as a ninja at the time.
Put a bow staff up her ass.
Please,
Lord.
Please tell me you came like Papa Ninja vanished and just left.
It just, I dropped the smoke bomb and disappeared.
Please tell me you came on her face and went, hi-ya! Yeah.
Dropped the smoke bomb and I was out of there.
You're gone. I was dating this girl once. And I was such a scumbag. I'm trying to get laid. That I had like a really bad cold. But I didn't let that stop me from saying, you know, I've got a cold and let's not do this. So we were going at it. I was hammering it. And I had a hold of her, right? And my nose started running really bad. Definitely let snot drip on her.
That's terrible, man. That's terrible.
I don't know if that's bad or worse than sticking a nunchuck up her cooter.
The nunchuck at least was, you know, it was mutual.
Why? What do you mean mutual? Did you have one hand up your ass? One hand
No, it's not what I meant by mutual. Yeah, this is where Matt's brain goes with this.
I love it.
I know there was a girl in college that I had to watch the entire movie Babe. That movie with
the pig?
And I'm like, how old are you? I have to watch Babe. And I did. The result of that, of course,
was
winna winna chicken dinner. Right?
Kyle.
Oh, we got quiet.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Kyle, give us one more. I know you got another one.
No, I can't think of anything. What, you were talking about bad hookups? Or just every day of my life is a bad hookup. What are you talking about?
Kyle, tell us about the Asian girl that you dated that danced in place.
She doesn't listen.
Mary in place?
Her name is Mary Mai.
Listen, I'm a terrible
Her dancing
dancer,
would look like her
she,
jogging
she
in place.
She danced worse than me. It's awesome.
That's why Wyatt was like, what the fuck is going on here? She was dancing and she was going, but she looked like she was running in place. She was cute though.
Yeah, I think I want to say I threw up on her.
Really?
Oh, now I share my story. Yeah, look, we got a topper in the house. Oh yeah, you had a chick puke on you. I puked on the chick.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Really?
I got pretty blitzed.
I could say I've never thrown up on anybody.
It was like
anybody.
On a Friday. We did a, you know, me and Wyatt went over and met some other girls like for a Friday afternoon drink-a-thon in Chantilly. Mm-hmm. I just remember just getting plowed and barfing and went back in.
Yeah, I could probably say I've never hooked
I'm pretty
up
sure
with
I could.
I've never thrown up on a chick either.
I remember she came over to my place when I lived at University Heights. Yeah, I remember I had a cold, so I was respectful of not putting snot on her.
Doggy.
Bush league.
Snot.
She asked why I didn't kiss her, and I said, because we broke up.
Oh, that's terrible.
Did you bang her later on after that?
No, it's right after I banged her.
Baby, I don't want to get you sick, so I'm going to use some martial arts weapons.
I'm just going to do you doggy style.
JJ's
no worries.
With some nunchucks.
We can both watch TV.
I'm sure JJ's got another story.
He's got millions.
God. No, I mean, when we talk about terrible hookups, it's like they're actually.
He's like, no, they're all good. No,
all right, well, how about this? How about hookups that
they're all experiences
that you wanted to happen that never did?
Oh, well, I'm not gonna talk.
Oh,
about that.
Shit!
That's also every day of my life.
I know. Kyle's number one.
All right, talk about it. You can't say that.
I'll start with this. I actually have a superstition about this.
A superstition?
A superstition.
Glenn Bias?
It's so superstitious. Stop it.
You need to have Glenn Bias on the
Jungle,
show.
Jungle, you're so crazy.
Go ahead.
So, no, my superstition is I will beard. Not jerk off to a girl that I have not slept with yet.
Huh?
Oh, an open one.
They're in there.
You guys are talking about beers.
Yeah, I need a beer. Yeah.
I'm listening to you.
All right. I'm
talking about jerking off.
I want to hear about superstitions.
Oh, my superstition is if I've not slept with a girl yet and I'm going on a date with her, uh-huh. I won't jerk off to her before I have sex
Agreed.
With her.
Agreed.
All right, so
I agree with
so
that
Kyle's,
superstition.
Kyle's in with me.
Yes.
It is 100%.
What do you mean, like spank baker?
No.
You can't create a spank bank until you...
No,
put it in the bank.
Right, so you've seen it.
You can spank bank to something that you don't have no shot at.
I might have hooked up. I might have kissed. Wait, like, we haven't slept together yet. I'm saying
so
I
you got like second or third base. So you,
I will
you know
not jerk off to that girl to any fantasy until I close the deal.
Agreed.
Maybe younger. I get now. I need all sorts of.
Really, you go that in depth into it.
It is 100% locked,
Jason. If really, it's, if it's a girl, I'm getting ready to date.
Wait a minute. I can see Kyle doing that.
Well, I'm crazy,
but really. Okay.
All right, Jason.
Why do you want to ruin? You're gonna make up something in your head, and then.
I never looked at it that way. But no, you're probably right.
I don't know.
She's not as good
is
as
the
your,
real thing.
Is
better
what you
than
thought of.
Well,
I hate to bring it to you, married man. Yeah, but yeah, it's 100% better.
Yeah, but
than
also
jerking off.
But also,
I don't care whatever fantasy you create.
No.
9 out of 10 times, 1,000 times.
But
better.
You know what gets you off, and what if she's bad at it?
No, I mean that definitely.
You can say, no, you're doing it all wrong. You got to do this.
Yeah, first of all, you never see your hand. No. By the way, you're blowing my dick all wrong. Like, that shit never happens. Never comes out of your mouth. All
right, JJ.
But there has been some that are blowing it all wrong.
I'm saying. Is that somebody you're going to spend significant time with?
No.
I agree.
Yeah, but if you're with a swamp moose and it's a one-night stand, why not tell her, hey, bitch, you're doing it all
now,
wrong.
Now, if the swamp moose is good at a certain thing, I might go back to that swamp.
Well, generally, though, swamp mooses have to work harder, so they're generally better at it.
That's true.
All right, so back to the girls.
I have to say, this might be the greatest show of all time.
All right, I've got one. Okay, so there I was down in Atlanta visiting Carrie.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What?
This was
why were you ever doing that?
This is a hookup that never
has come to light.
Yeah,
that never
that I look back upon and like
we are getting it's illuminated.
We went to, was it Jelly Rolls? What was the piano bar?
Jelly Rolls.
Jelly Rolls, yeah.
And
good place.
I remember there were, the Barry brothers were there. Brent.
Yes.
And John Barry.
I did
Drew
not
Barry.
Go out that night.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did. They were all in tuxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, one of them was getting married.
Yep.
And there was a, you know, they were singing and everybody started dancing. And there was a girl who came over and grabbed me. Yeah. I remember she had a tight pink sweater on. And I danced and kissed all night long.
Hey, do you notice the
and
change?
I remember,
in
all I remember
awesome
from
direction.
Her was that she was from Alabama, and she was blonde,
and she just disappeared.
You're still haunted by this?
Yeah. You don't have any girl that you the missed connection that you're on?
Oh, yeah, he does. To this day,
Mimi.
You weren't supposed to bring that one.
She
up.
She doesn't listen. She does not
this is
listen.
Is still on a Craigslist post?
Milton.
Kyle.
What's
that's
funny,
fucking psycho.
What's funny, the bad part about that is that we only know one.
One what?
Mimi.
Of yeah. Kyle's?
No. Do you know more than one Mimi?
Yes.
My grandmother's name is Mimi.
Yeah, there's multiple Mimis.
I know.
It's like 1,000 times fucked up, Kyle. Your misconnection is Mimi.
The funny
and
part
your grandmother's
was,
name is Mimi.
Kyle was trying to build this relationship with her, and the whole time Wyatt was sneaking in through her window and hammering it.
You're gonna get him in.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Why?
She does not listen.
No, nobody. Nobody connects to anybody.
Would be
kind of
cool if she did.
Trust me, I've seen the download numbers. Nobody's listening.
You are correct on this.
I know.
What did she say?
Well, we all knew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
I'm not going.
She was a hooker.
Was she really at one point?
She might have been.
Well,
or a call girl.
Hooker.
Okay.
Hooker. Yeah, all right. There was some
Carrie,
some good stories.
I know you have some good misconnection stories.
No, you don't.
Oh, I know one. I know one for me and Carrie.
Me and Carrie.
But I connected.
Yes, you did.
I think Carrie was in 8th grade. I was in 6th grade. And we went down to Florida for like a week for vacation. No, you were in high school. Because I know you were in high school. I think you were a freshman in high school.
Were you at Daytona?
I think it was Daytona. And we were staying in that place.
Oh, God, I love the Daytona trip.
Yeah, and Uncle Bob was with us. And I remember because he kept the room so freaking cold.
Yeah, he is.
He loves that shit being Arctic.
Yeah. And I remember because your dad said, yeah, he's like, yeah, do you need an extra blanket? He said Bob likes it cold. He said he likes it when icicles Bob are likes shooting out of your ass.
Cold.
And Carrie and I had met these two girls that were staying in the same hotel or whatever we were staying at.
And, it was like a condo, right?
It was like a condo. Yeah, it was like a condo. But up on the roof, there was a hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
So we
that.
Went up there, and we met these two girls, and we hung out with them like all week. And then Carrie and this one were like Google eyes at each other and all this and that. I think they may have like kissed. And I remember the day we were set to leave, he had one of Victor's t-shirts.
I gave her
and he
Victor's
gave it to
t-shirt.
Her and said something to remember me by.
It's Victor's
so
t-shirt.
Some girl running around with Victor's t-shirt.
I was pawning off on his shit.
Oh,
I remember that guy.
How much stuff he stole from me. I don't care about that.
I know exactly when this was. You were
Victor
16.
Victor was born and raised in Ashburn. Of course he was going to steal shit from you.
Carrie was 16. I was 14.
Nothing growing up.
We were at the beach, and they rented four-wheelers.
Animal skins.
They made their own clothes.
And Carrie.
Yeah, pet crow.
And you had to have a driver's license to drive the four-wheeler.
Yeah, Dad just gave Carrie his driver's license.
Oh, and maybe, I don't know, but Carrie. Was the speed limit on the beach was 5 miles an hour, and he got pulled over by the cops doing 20 on a 4Runner and got a ticket.
Yep. True story. I don't know where to go with that.
I remember the time.
Peel out on that motherfucker's hand.
We went to Orlando.
Hodge kids, hodge wife.
I remember the time we went to Orlando.
Yeah.
And
Matt ate weed.
Yeah, Matt. That's right. He ate weed.
Because he couldn't drink. And we were 21.
We were 21. Matt was not 21.
We bought weed off some
strippers. I took Kyle to his first strip club. Still, to this day, that was one of the best strip clubs I've ever been to.
Blondage is number one.
Blondage definitely number one. But that strip club was nice because the girls actually came in. Yeah, all right. Well, I don't remember, but too much. But
we hooked up with...
The girls what?
Anyway,
I remember the girl's name.
Don't be a bitch. Go ahead and tell the story.
Juvetsi?
The girls were definitely spending most of their time with us that night.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. Because we were the two young guys, and Kyle had tons of money. I remember I was just sitting there with Kyle's big stack of money, and I was like, hey, I'll give you a dollar.
Why
so,
does
anyway,
Kyle have so much money?
Kyle's rich. At the post office.
You understand?
So anyway...
Kyle's actually an Arab sultan.
So anyway, so
is he stealing all the money out of the Christmas cards?
I sell stamps on the side.
We follow one of the girls that we were at the place until it closed, or at least until the girl got off work.
Stamp then we
dealer.
Went back to her place.
We followed her back to her place, and she sold us weed.
and we got so stoned. Have you ever been on I-4?
Did you pay for it in stamps?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever been on I-4?
Yeah, the road between Tampa and it goes through Orlando.
We were freaking.
Oh yeah, then actually
we were so stoned. We were driving 8 miles an hour on I-4.
Yes, in Kyle's Jeep.
I looked over at JB at one point. I said, "Oh fuck, we're gonna die."
I know. Yeah, it was bad. And then they told us, okay, the next night we were gonna meet him at some sort of rave club that was down off of
rave club.
Yeah,
Jason liked to wear big pants.
So. Yeah,
Jason
anyway,
liked DJ Kiyoki's.
There was some.
Wearing JNCOs.
Was that back then?
Yeah, because you spent $30 on a DJ Kiyoki.
I did, but
JB,
I didn't wear JNCOs.
You know, all that music has finally come to fruition. Your prediction has finally happened.
What? Anyway, so we went down. We were supposed to meet him at this club. We got there, and of course they weren't there. We were supposed to meet him at 7-Eleven or something.
Oh, exotic meat.
Yes, we were supposed to meet him at the 7-Eleven outside of this club. They didn't show up.
I had no interest in the girl. She wanted us to go to Cocoa Beach to surf. It's like, the fuck if we're going to Cocoa Beach to surf?
Or the next time we went down was with Jim Windsor.
Now...
And then there's the two teachers that we met. Remember the two teachers?
No, but I got a good story from Daytona with our buddy.
Yeah.
All I remember is they give you free alcohol at spring break. So we were getting loaded. I was making out with this hot girl, and I got so drunk I didn't know who I was making out with. And I looked over and said, this is an ugly.
Oh, it's you.
This is an ugly.
What happens to the party? This is DJ Kiyoki.
Oh, you found some cute.
What? And then, but all I remember is, so I was hooking up with the ugly, and so was our buddy. He was hooking up with the ugly.
Ronzi.
Both of you
Ronzi.
Both of you were.
Ronzi was being passive.
I don't know any of this.
This is what you listen
so
to.
So Revenge of the Nerds, I love it.
Sounds like a prom scene.
Hey, did any of you guys ever go to Buzz at Capitol? Capitol Ballroom?
You wore big pants.
That big place pants. Was sweet. It really was, man. It
you
really
wore
was.
Big pants and put a pacifier in your mouth.
No, I never did the pacifier.
Oh, wait, I have limits.
I was
never on that much
E. I saw.
But you never let me finish.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Our buddy has a great thing. Apparently, he lost a ball cap, but I understand why. Because this girl was ugly. I couldn't go.
Who was our buddy? Are we talking about JS?
Yes. And I wasn't. She asked us. She goes, "Are you guys both into this?" And I looked at this girl, and I looked at him.
Oh, so you were talking. Oh, yeah. Into that. All
and
right.
I was like, "No, she's all yours."
Sword
and
fighting.
He goes, "No problem." And apparently, he went down to the beach. She gave him a hummer at the beach. And when he was done, he ran into the ocean and never came back.
He ran into the ocean and the girl ran down the beach.
And the girl just goes, "I think I just blew Aquaman."
Take me away, Poseidon.
This has been a good show.
I don't want to end.
No, I
don't. You can always break it up.
Yeah, we could.
Did everybody tell a story of a girl that they, did you talk about the girl that we saw that night at Daytona when we went to
Orlando.
We talked about that.
I got all two right. memories of Orlando. The strip club and Kyle tripping me as we're racing through the parking lot. I had freaking strawberries all over me the rest of the week. Remember that, Kyle?
You had strawberries all over you.
You deserved it.
I remember you guys wouldn't let me go to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Why not? Why couldn't you go?
I can remember us playing Summer of 69 like three times in a row in Kyle's Jeep.
Man. Which for the Bryan Adams version?
Yeah, Bryan Adams.
Oh well, you know.
What, is there another version?
Yeah.
Is
there another version? Yeah, I got. You want to hear it?
No, not really, because it probably sucks.
No, it's good.
Who is it? Like all yeah. time low.
What DJ that played is. That? DJ who?
DJ Kyoki version of
Kyoki.
69.
I think I still have that CD somewhere. I should get it.
I remember that. Like when you walked into the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, it says look in this hole, and you bend over and look in this hole, and you're like, I don't see anything. And then when you're leaving the museum, there's a camera behind you, and you're looking at whoever's ass is looking into that. It's dumb.
What?
The Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum that Matt made us go to.
We felt bad because we made Matt eat weed and he couldn't go to the strip club.
Because you're like, all right, well, if you can't get drunk.
So, Matt.
It was before we went into Paradise.
It's not there anymore. It used to be Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
Yeah.
And Disney World. Yeah. And we were going to drink there and Matt couldn't. So we were like, just eat this weed. Oh, that sucks.
Is this Blink?
No, this is MXPX.
Yeah.
Sorry, somebody
won't hurt. No.
Yeah, it is. The original is better. I'll give it to you. I remember that time, too. We went to Pleasure Island. You had to be 18 or older to get in, and there was a hot girl working
Lots
there.
Lots of hot girls.
Oh, yeah.
And they
the
were giving
it, was.
And they were giving out shots in test tubes. And she's like, "You guys want shots?" And Kyle's like, "Yeah, let's get shots." And I said, being the effing retard that I am,
I'm not
21. She was like, "I don't care. Take one."
Way to dime yourself out.
Yeah, I was not very smart back then. All right. Carrie, did you tell a story of a girl you missed?
Yeah.
A missed? With the, there are zillions of
Oh,
them.
The one I told the story of the one in
ton, yeah.
The one that got away. JJ?
You miss that big girl from Bridgewater, don't you?
No,
you know
no,
you do.
No.
You look so happy.
We're not telling stories of girls that got away. We're telling stories of girls who went psycho.
Well, no, we changed.
I got a lot of those psycho ones.
But you're not allowed to tell any of them, though, are you?
No, I can't.
Because she'll chain you up. Take away your single.
She'll chain you up.
Chain me up.
I definitely have stories of girls that got away.
All right, well, tell us one.
Oh, well. I mean, I think one of the most amazing exploits I had was this one girl had a boyfriend, and he went to Radford, and she went to ODU. It was a long-distance relationship, and we've been sort of flirting for a long time. And it all kind of came to a head.
Summer of 89.
Yeah.
Summer of 99.
99.
As it came out. But I essentially threw a party to try and sleep with this girl.
Nice.
Yeah, right. I was like, fuck it.
I think I've done that before when I lived in South Ryan.
Yeah. I was like,
trying to throw a party just to get girls to come over.
Yeah. No. Oh, I mean, this girl specifically, I ran into her.
I know one.
Yes, I got one.
Ran into her and I said, "Hey, Whit." I was like, "You should come over." Blah blah blah. She's like, "All right, no big deal."
Spitting game.
She came over. We started hooking up. As it turned out, she was a squirter.
Wow!
It was my very.
That's rare.
Yeah, my very first squirter.
Very first.
Oh my god!
I've never had a squirter.
So amazing! No, she was my very first.
Maybe I had a squirter, but just never got her to that point.
You say very first squirter, as in you've had more than one squirter.
No, that's 100% true. That I have had more than one squirter.
Wow.
She was my first squirter, and I didn't know what to fucking do with it. Like, I didn't know if she was peeing on me. I didn't know, like, what the fuck was going on. I was kind of confused. Like, I'd smell the bed a few times.
Once you're both naked, you know, anything goes.
What? Yeah, well, when's... Dude, yeah, hold on.
You ever heard of a cummer? I'm a shitter.
Right. Exactly. She could have shit on me and been like, dude, I'm just coming.
You know what a hot Carl is?
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, this doesn't make sense to me. I was in college. I had no idea. So cum and urine were, like, on the same plane with me as far as squirting out of that area.
That actually is confusing.
It is. Totally. I was totally confused. And then I realized after having sex for, like, 8 hours that it didn't smell at all like urine.
You're, like, sting, like tantric.
No, I had to. I was so turned on.
Rubbersheets.com.
By the fact that she was squirting, that I didn't have a choice but to just remain hard and, like, keep banging this chick.
Nice.
It was terrible. I mean, honestly, it's the longest I'd ever gone. It was crazy.
I have never had a squirter. Jungle?
Twist.
Three!
Damn!
Three.
She said you're a whore.
I'm not a whore. They were whores. Messy whores, too.
Don't get yourself in trouble now.
I'm not. All
right. We're going to, you know, tell us.
My life's an open book.
Okay.
Oh, well, then please.
A break?
Elaborate.
What? Yeah, it's right. That ain't different than your story.
You
You're not sleeping in that bed.
I slept in it.
It's getting
disgusting.
It's getting a little.
Well, I didn't
that's disgusting.
I didn't sleep in it.
I'm not sleeping in that
bed. I had sex in it.
Slowing down a little bit.
Right, we're at an hour and a half. We'll stop it here. If we, I don't know.
Yeah,
you want to come back and do another one, or do you want
to? That's up to everybody else here. It's not our place.
Let's just take a little break.
You're staying all night, guys.
All right. All right, we'll take a little break. We may be back. We may not. Who knows?
If not,
just
Gunsmoke.
All right.